Club Coffee claims that Keurig is trying to reduce competition by preventing its authorized distributors from dealing in unlicensed pods that are compatible with Keurig brewers. And it says Keurig's licensing agreements with roasters prevents them from dealing with rival pod makers such as Club Coffee. So Club Coffee filed a $600 million lawsuit in an Ontario court against Keurig. It wants compensation and punitive damages. It says Keurig is not only harming other companies, but consumers who are paying higher prices than they should be for the coffee pods. A spokesman for Club Coffee says Keurig's new coffee machines have a lockout technology that only accepts Keurig products, namely the coffee pods. Keurig released its new 2.0 model in August. It has a feature that prevents consumers from using other brands of coffee pods. But Club Coffee president John Pigott says his company has cracked the code and has developed a workaround so that its lower-priced pods can work with the new Keurig coffee maker. Not only that, Pigott says he's pointed other companies in the right direction on how to do it. So how did Club Coffee do it? Apparently the new lids on the K-cups are printed with ultraviolet ink. Pigott went to the printer that makes polymer bills for the Bank of Canada and was able to discover the precise formula to activate the coffee maker. He then bought ink that's commercially available, and his pods worked. So far, Mother Parker's has said it has pods compatible with Keurig, and so too does Treehouse Foods of Illinois. Now it's in the hands of consumers. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.